In the name of Jesus, amen. Man, that had to have been quite a service. I mean, you know, the one we just heard about. I bet you there were people saying, man, we haven't had anything like this. Boy, the pastors have been just droning and droning and droning, and I sit in the pew and I fall asleep, and it's really no big deal. Yawn, yawn, yawn. But boy, what happened today? What happened today? Gosh, that must have been just a crazy service to be at. Here's John Smith in pew XYZ, like he always is. And now he's yelling at the guest preacher. I know who you are. The Holy One of God, you've come to destroy us. Oh, that's going to do well for his ministry there. Stalwart member yelling at the preacher. You've come to destroy us. That must have been an amazing service to be at. Except they're always amazing services. Because of the Word of God. You see, the Word of God is always at work. Pushing the darkness, consuming the darkness, engulfing the darkness. So many times you and I aren't the wiser for it. Just that the message was a little long today, or we sang off, or whatever. But keep in mind what's at work, where the Word of God is, what's always at work. Every service is a powerful service, even if we didn't get it. Because God's Word is at work. Even now, do we understand what's happening? How the darkness is being threatened right now by the Word? How all through this service so far, the Word has been at work, dispelling the darkness in your life and my life. Powerful. You know, we call this a sanctuary, God's house. I mean, that's our tradition. But this is sanctuary. You are sanctuary. You are God's house. And again, once again, our God in flesh and blood is casting out the darkness in me and in you, and we need it. I mean, we can complain about all the darkness in our culture. We can complain about the darkness in Texas, but the darkness starts here. And it's this darkness that needs to be scattered, forgiven, so that we can begin to address the darkness elsewhere. Man, that must have been quite a service. But so is this one. And while your story of being delivered isn't as dramatic as that, your deliverance is just as precious to Jesus, and what he seeks to do through you is just as important to him as what happened to John Smith in pew XYZ so many years ago. Certainly, it was the talk of the town, the talk of the region, what happened to him. But that man was important to Jesus that day. And he cast the demons out. What demons need to be cast out of your life and my life? What demons are still messing around in your mind and my mind that need to be removed by the light? And of course, that's the good news. That's what Jesus loves to do. He did it then, he does it now. He casts out the demons, he chases away the darkness. So that now we, Paul calls us, light in the Lord. Jesus delivers us from the darkness. And even more, he makes us light in the Lord. That's who you are. Pastor, I don't feel like I'm very light. Well, then you're in the right place, because the one who can take care of that is Jesus. And he's at work. In fact, when you crack open the portals of prayer, when you open up the Bible, when you listen to Christian radio, the light is at work on you. And so be sunbathed in the gospel. You'll not get burned. I know it sounds cheesy, but it's the truth. I mean, we talk about needing vitamin D this time of year. We always need vitamin J. And the good news is he's there, chasing away the darkness, casting out the demons that want to jerk us around and beat us up and make us less than what God wants us to be. Jesus delivers us from the darkness and makes us light in the Lord. And as we receive the word, whether it's in the songs or in the supper, in the sermon, in the scriptures, we are being enlightened and sunbathed in God's grace and love. So take it in. Bask in it, bathe in it. You're being changed by it. Light in the Lord. So how many of you taught your kids this little gospel light of mine? Right? It's a great song. It's a fun song to teach to kids. But this isn't the gospel light. You're the gospel light. You are. You are. You are. And God's goal is to shine on you and then shine through you. Oh, now I know you're starting to say, well, I'm not sure if I'm shining very brightly. Just keep looking at Jesus. Like the moon does the sun. And he'll get through you. Trust him. Don't trust yourself. Trust him. Don't settle for anything but him, that he will work through you as light in the Lord. But keep in mind, not everyone will like the light. We know that sometimes we like the darkness, and there's plenty who do. And they won't appreciate your kindness or your forgiveness or your love or your mercy or your honesty, your integrity, your desire to hold things accountable and process things. Shine anyway. Shine anyway. Reflect the light as light in the Lord. You know, looking to Jesus, we reflect his light. Exposing the darkness, but comforting those who are afraid of the dark. There's a darkness both you and I are still afraid of. But it's no match for the one who keeps showing up and doing his thing in your life and my life. Our Savior Jesus, who makes us light in the Lord. Man, that must have been a service to attend. You suppose there were people saying, man, I sure wish I wouldn't have gone fishing or hunting or sleeping in or going to the mall yesterday when that rabbi showed up and really changed the service. It must have been a service. Just like this one today. Because that same one is here at work in your life and my life. And he'll keep showing up in your life. Trust in him and shine. In the name of Jesus, amen.